From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another tragic day for U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. Six U.S. service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Stenton, a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies, says the attack comes amid reports of Taliban forces closing in or having captured Sangin District in southern Helmand Province.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid, who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back. And if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that, again, is their heartland and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
The deputy governor of Helmand resorted to posting a plea last week to the central government in Kabul on Facebook, pleading for help following the deaths of some 90 security force personnel in recent fighting. At the UN Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned the Kabul government needs to prove itself of further international support in the new year. He said the government of President Ashraf Ghani needs to tackle corruption and find a political route to peace. The Burkina Faso government has issued an international arrest warrant for ousted leader Blaise Compaoré for his alleged role in the 1987 killing of his predecessor Thomas Sankara. Mr. Compaoré ousted an October 2014 popular uprising after trying to extend his 27-year rule as living in exile in Ivory Coast. Mr. Sankara's death brought Mr. Compaoré to power. The body of Mr. Sankara was exhumed earlier this year to conduct an autopsy. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, Monday said this year's refugee crisis underscores the growing issue of mass migration.
Now that the refugee questions are in the center of the international debate, we need to see how we can mobilize the international community in order to be able not only to provide adequate humanitarian aid for displaced populations, but also to support the countries hosting them.
Speaking in Geneva Monday, Guterres said countries need to provide decent living conditions and conflicts creating the exodus must be resolved. Belgian police have detained five people over 2 days during a series of raids connected to last month's Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Two were detained Monday, while two brothers and a third person were arrested Sunday. The fugitive Brussels native, Salah Abdeslam, who is suspected of direct involvement in the attacks, remains at large. Deposed FIFA president Sepp Blatter vowed Monday to return after the Ethics Committee of Football's governing body banned him from, along with Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association, from the sport for 8 years. The action involved a Blatter payment to Platini of some $2 million in 2011. David Bernstein is a former England football executive.
He has the Swiss authorities to face and he has the American authorities to face. So he's got a lot of issues ahead. I was sort of interested in his press statement today, which was typical Blatter. He came out fighting, tried to confuse the issue, threw in some names that no one can argue with, like Nelson Mandela. But as I think, you know, he's a mixture of being a real cynic, which I think he is, and maybe he's in denial as well to some extent. I think he has that sort of self-belief that without him, so après moi le déluge, I think is the expression.
Blatter insists he's a man of principle and did not cheat. FIFA has been embroiled in scandal after 14 officials were arrested in May and charged with nearly 50 counts of corruption, including racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. Haiti's election council has postponed the presidential runoff ballot scheduled for Sunday amid accusations of irregularities by opposition candidates. The Provisional Electoral Council did not give a new date. A group of Kenyan Muslims traveling on a bus ambushed by Islamist gunmen protected Christian passengers by refusing the attackers' demands to split the group into two groups by religion. Two people died in the attack Monday in Mandera County. The French press agency reports that more than 90% of those voting backed a constitutional referendum in Central African Republic. Reforms include limiting a president to two terms. The vote earlier this month is seen as a test for the delayed national election scheduled December 27th. World oil prices edged a bit higher in Tuesday trading in Asia after hitting an 11-year low Monday, plunging on the possibility of an even bigger oil glut of crude as the U.S. ends its 40-year ban on oil exports. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.